This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
VIP Play 8 Tennessee is live in the App Store. It's where I bet. It's where you should bet. New customers, you bet $5. You get $100. Got one NBA game tonight, but it's a good one. OKC trying to close out Denver. Going to be tough on the road, no doubt about that. Got golf, got soccer, got hockey, Major League Baseball. It's all there on the app. Going to have a lot of sweepstakes coming up. I'm seeing a baseball 25% parlay profit boost, daily specials. It's going to be a great time over at VIP Play Tennessee. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Always play responsibly. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Yep, NBA playoffs. Let's get into it. Last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves did indeed close out the Golden State Warriors in five. They rattled off four straight wins. I do think that series is very different if Steph Curry's in it. That's it's a very bold thing to say. I mean, it's like I have a dream. You know what I mean?
You're a savant,
top of the mountain, right? The mountaintop. I think when you sort of we only got a half of it, but he was having his way with that defense. Now again, who knows? But game to game, I think it would have been a lot more difficult for the because everything slid down, right? I mean, every responsibility slid down. Jimmy Butler at 35 is not equipped to lead a team and scoring like that anymore. That's not why he was brought in.
Like Brandon Podzimski, or what is his name?
Podzimski.
He played pretty well.
I still don't think he got it. Podzimski.
Podzimski?
Brandon Podzimski.
Podzimski.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen much of him until last night. It didn't seem like. Am I imagining things?
No,
I'm just not watching enough Warriors.
Yeah,
basketball.
You got to watch more Warriors. The heart of the champions, right?
Yeah.
That's your team.
39 minutes for Podzimski.
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 We're going to get it.
I'm sorry. I'll get
by that. The end of this show.
Yeah, I'll try.
He played basically 30 minutes a game, 35 minutes a game in this series. He's been a big part of their rotation. Honestly, he's a big part of their future. I think he's a really good player. But he benefits.
He would look good.
He benefits by having Steph Curry alongside
him.
There
you go.
And look, he had 28 points last night. But it was kind of pathetic. I mean, Minnesota got off on him. They were leading by 15 at the half. They got it to 23 at one point. It felt like the Warriors were just kind of over it. They had kind of laid down. And look, I think the upshot here, 2 weeks ago, Minnesota was 25-1 to win the title.
Yeah.
Today they're plus 575. So they have the second best odds in the NBA right now to win the championship.
They look good.
Now, if they don't clean up their turnovers, they're not going to do it. I mean, agree. it's just that simple. They have so much talent. Between Ant and Randle, who is just,
man, he made a big difference.
I mean, my opinion of Randle, I think, is probably as different as any player I've watched as a result of these playoffs. You know, like the playoffs kind of, like what the playoffs do, one of two things, right? They either reveal you, you know, as a riser, or they expose you. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
And I think these playoffs are revealing that when he's in the right situation, Julius Randle is an absolute beast. He's an absolute monster. Now, is he going to average 30 against the Thunder or the Nuggets? I don't know. But, I mean, he was the best player for the Timberwolves against the Lakers. He was probably the best player for the Wolves against the Warriors, quite frankly, game to game. Shooting very well, shooting 53% from the field. He shot 40% from three against the Lakers. He's a problem, man. He averaged 25 a game against the Warriors. So, and we know Ant-Man's going to bring it. So, I think the Wolves are a huge problem. But again, you know, I don't know exactly. It felt like they had 15, 20 turnovers last night, Jason.
To your point on Randle alone,
they had 21.
25, 6, and 7 for the series, 29, 8, 5 assists. He's been great, but look at his turnovers last night, back to your point. I think it's 5.
Yeah.
So he's been really good. Problem is, they're good players have turned it over, too. It's kind of like the Grizzlies this season.
Yep.
You know, that pace was part of it. Yeah, but turnovers were an issue all year long, and it was some of your best players.
Yep.
Right, Jaren turning the ball over, Ja some nights. And so – yeah, man. I mean, in a world where, listen, OKC, as Drew said, they're going to play you physical in a way. I mean, again, assuming they're the ones that come out, things, you know, giving up 20 plus turnovers, we know that's food for OKC. That's what they turn into offense. They're down. We saw it. Yep. They're down on the other end of the floor.
Yep.
You are feeding them doing that. And so if it's not cleaned up, and they aren't the type of team that's going to do that. I mean, it's kind of a part of them. They can beat you turning the ball over that many times. I don't think they can beat OKC doing it, though.
They can't because, like you said,
not in a 7-game series.
That's like when Bruce Banner turns into the Hulk, right? When they can get out on the open floor on those transition opportunities, bro, live balls.
Everybody gets involved.
Yeah.
Confidence goes through the roof, and they're doing their thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's the best defense in the league.
Now, I will say this.
That they've got.
I think Minnesota, like the blueprint to me is very simple. They can beat Oklahoma City if they just play that grind out game.
That's what they have to play.
Yeah, like they can win that game.
Shoot to keeping it under 100 and not turning it over.
Exactly.
Using tons of the shot clock.
You know, go get some good games for Gobert. You know,
trying
what I mean?
To make it a half court game.
Yeah.
Yes, with your bigs and Randle and posting those guys up.
You know, Jaden McDaniels obviously.
That's the script and the formula for winning. But trying to slow OKC down, many teams have tried and failed.
No, you're right. And look, this is a 6 seed. This is a team that nobody considered as a contender. You know, in the middle of the regular season. But this is now 2 straight conference finals for them, man.
Denver's gotten them to play their pace at times and by taking care of the ball. I mean, that's the way you have to do that. If you're going to slow down OKC, you can't turn it over 20-plus times a game.
Yeah.
We'll see if Minnesota's capable because it will certainly be the script to beat the Thunder.
Yeah. No,
whether or not you can pull it off. So.
Now, obviously, they still have to beat Denver. I mean,
they do.
That series is not over.
No, I'm still alive. That's my team.
And I do think, you know, you'll definitely you'll see the result tonight. I think
you're gonna think it's gonna be like a Celtics type response.
I do. I think this is going 7. I truly do, because you know honestly, like it took a 15-point fourth quarter for them to not win the game the other night. Outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter for them to not win the other night. So I mean, if you get anything more from Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, which I think they will at home, this is going 7. And then you know you play it out. And you'll be big underdogs in Game 7. You'll be a 10.5, you know, 8.5, 10.5 point underdog. But, I do. I think Denver has kind of shown every opportunity that they've responded. I'll probably be on them tonight is my guess. OKC still has to prove they can close out a team like Denver. It's one, because, hell, they damn near didn't close out the Grizzlies. I mean, with no Ja, with no, I mean, I'm just saying that Game 4, I mean, it was a 2-point game, you know, with a bunch of damn, you know, janitors out there, basically. So, this is going to be a different level a close out on the road. You know, let's see. Let's see. Let's see if they're built for that.
Yeah.
Not going to be easy to do that to the champs. So they are 4.5-point favorites. The only playoff game that we do have tonight because, you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Nitty-gritty.
So, but Timberwolves move on. My series bet cashes.
Congrats.
No sweat, man. Yeah. Oh,
what?
Sorry. No, it was not.
No, the series bet did cash. It's not cap.
Brad trying to say it was cap.
He got the money.
I got it. I can screenshot.
He can send you the slip if you need it.
Yeah, I can.
No cap in that, bro.
Brad's trying to call. He's trying to say I'm faking my bets.
No.
Though. No. Somebody over
cap.
There.
Cap.
Yeah, he did. He immediately called cap on my series bet.
Hit the wrong button there. But I was going to give you a plus.
You're, as you've said, three unit series bet, he has told
us. So you've done really well. I don't want to get in your business and your units, but like it sounds like you are doing pretty well in this NBA playoffs.
Win helps offset some of the smaller
the
losses.
Losses.
If you had those,
I would say
see losses.
I would say I was treading water with the game-to-game stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm definitely in a positive.
You hit.
Which this is a big removal from last year.
Here's the applause. That's the one I was looking for right there.
I think you basically said I'm never doing it again.
There's the button.
And I'll be honest, I was betting damn near every NBA playoff game last year.
Damn.
And that's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. And now I'm picking my spots.
Okay.
Like, you know, I did want to bet Minnesota before the game tipped off last night, but I'm like, why would I want to double my liability on this game? If they win by 7,
yeah,
and they don't cover the number, then I'm going to be pissed that I. And it was close. I mean, it was very close there at the end. It could have gone either way. So I'm glad I didn't do that ultimately, and then I was just enjoying the money line win. You know, so
man, when these teams lay down, I mean, and they didn't totally lay down, but they pretty much had laid down.
I'd be interested. Like, okay, let's just say it's Knicks Pacers, right? Mm-hmm. I assume the Knicks will be like -170 against the Pacers on the series, which almost makes me interested in the Pacers +150 or something, +145. Like I'm just trying to like what would interest me in the, because like the Pacers feel like a team of destiny in some ways right now.
Yeah.
You know, like the way they move the ball, it kind of feels like they're a team that the Knicks could struggle with. I could be wrong. I mean, didn't the Pacers beat them folks last year?
Was it the Knicks?
Yeah. The Pacers beat the Knicks in 7.
Huh.
Now, Brunson got hurt in the 7th game.
Which is key.
But they've already beaten them. Now, that was without Cat. I mean, in fairness, that was a different – but I don't think that concerns the Pacers. Yeah, maybe it won't be -1. I mean, they have home court. That's going to be the difference, right? So whatever that's worth is probably going to be the difference in that series. It's going to be 3-4, right? It'll be a 3-4 matchup. So,
bro, you count down Derek White and Jaylen Brown, these Celtics.
No, you're right. It could be the Celtics. But even if it's the Celtics.
I don't feel like it's done there.
Don't
not
you?
Yet.
I mean, wouldn't you be interested in the Pacers at a big number?
Yeah.
+200 against the Celtics?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'd be interested.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man.
And then OKC.
And I know you will be if it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. OKC, Minnesota. Now, that one. That was going to be tough because I don't. What kind of price am I going to get on Minnesota? I don't want to bet OKC on that. I would only be looking to bet Minnesota as a dog. But what am I going to get? Am I going to get 2-1? Am I going to get worse than that? Is it going to be like? Am I going to have to be +175? Like,
right.
It's going to have to be good. It's going to have to be juicy because this OKC team is they're the freaking one seed. You know, I'm not putting a bet in on a +175 in a 1-6 matchup. It's ridiculous. So we'll see what ultimately we get on that. But, of course, OKC got to get past Denver. So that game's tonight. Are we carrying that one?
We are. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock pregame here on 92.9. 7:30 is tip-off. So the playoffs are kind of not winding down yet, but the picture is becoming very clear for the next champ.
Teams did their – we had the overall NFL schedule release that – was live on ESPN last night, and teams also did. And we've stopped and talked about these because the Titans, with their schedule release, have done, asking everybody about the mascots and stuff we found entertaining. These teams have gone out of their way, their social media departments, to do schedule releases in creative ways. And I'm not sure if you saw this yesterday, but the Colts had to delete theirs.
Yes, I did see this.
They posted and then soon deleted a schedule release video Wednesday that opened with a depiction of Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
By the Coast Guard.
Yes. It's a dolphin. It's a portrayal of a dolphin with the name Hill on its jersey, number 10 being arrested by the Coast Guard. And so I guess, as John has added a key detail there, they had told themselves, well, we've taken this enough off of him, even though it's about him, right, by making it a dolphin and making it the Coast Guard and not the police, that this is just going to be fun, right? And somebody in that department that's a boss and has the authority said, yep, it's okay. What were you thinking?
I love it. You don't love it?
Man, stop.
I think it's hilarious, bro. I think it's funny.
You don't mess with anything that he's got. It wasn't just the getting pulled over before their that first game they had last year. Like, that dude's got all kind of run-ins with the law.
Yeah. No, he does.
Deal with it. You find a different way. And you can always, hey, if you got to poke fun at the other teams in your division or whatever else in your conference, you know, find a different way to do it. You know, find a way that's not as personal. So, in any way, and I'm sure, John, there were people that loved it and people that just got a laugh and moved on, and that's fine, but you can't take shots like that across the league. You can't do that. You're depicting an arrest that happened last year. You probably remember he was detained by police outside the stadium in that season opener last year, ticketed, did the window down, didn't want to roll the window down thing. But he's had a ton of, I say a ton, multiple, as the Athletic puts it, legal issues in the past. And you just don't touch it. You know, maybe it's something, some other way you do it. But I thought, in the day and age where we've gotten now, where every social media department of these teams is trying to top either what they did last year or trying to top the hottest one from whoever did it last year, you got a little too creative here. I mean, it'd be like, John, you know, something personal happening in our lives, and we write up a promo mm-hmm. about somebody at another radio station, something that's happened to them, as a promo for us.
Right.
We wouldn't do that, right?
No, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and they're you know, competitor in the same way, and yeah. We're all under an umbrella of radio, but you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't know, no, because it's unprofessional.
It is.
So, in the end, yeah, we can get it and see the joke in it or whatever else. But, it was done in bad taste, and that's why it was quickly deleted. And I can't believe, to be honest with you, that somebody in that social media department that's doing the approvals and the no's said yes.
Yeah. Tyreek did come out.
What'd he say?
He said they should have left it up. He thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
which doesn't justify it or validate it.
Right, because football players have CTE.
He's trying to deflect and show you that he doesn't care about it, but he does. And I guarantee you it would be talk in that locker room. I don't know if those two are playing.
Yeah.
But it's going to be would be talked about and still will be talked about in that locker room beforehand. It's a personal attack.
Yeah.
Tyreek's smart to say that. Deflects it, moves the story on.
Yeah.
It moves the story on.
No, it does.
Now, if he had said, I'm offended.
Right.
Colts are crazy. Story stops. Everybody comes and interviews Tyreek. Then they're asked about it going on training camp. He handled it the right way. I guarantee you he didn't like it.
No, I mean, is it possible he thinks it's funny because it ended up, like, you know, not being anything? Like, he was wrongly pulled over or whatever. Like, is it possible that he could find it funny that it, like, it wasn't like Kareem Hunt is the one that had the hotel incident, right? I think he's the one that had he kicked the woman in the head. I don't remember exactly what Tyreek Hill had. I don't. So you have to forgive me. But if it wasn't a serious incident like that, is it possible that he's like, because it ended in a funny way, like the cop might have gotten fired or whatever?
I mean, you're asking maybe he found it funny because?
Well, agent Drew Rosenhaus told Adam Schefter that Tyreek Hill just told him he didn't take the Colts schedule release post seriously. He thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what you mean. Like,
that's the way to move it on, bro.
Yeah.
This guy, he had, in April, police were called to his residence for a domestic disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mother-in-law that had something to say about what Tyreek was doing. And I'm certainly not saying any of these. Obviously, the law must deal with them. Had a model, social media influencer, alleging he broke her leg. Like, there have been enough incidents with police and ones that got serious enough
yeah.
that I don't need, right, if I'm the social media boss in my organization, that's not the Dolphins, I don't need us touching on his legal issues whatsoever when he's had so many. It's a bad look. Colts deleted it. If they were worried about Tyreek saying, okay, well, it's approval, so now then they wouldn't have deleted it. They deleted it because it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's just a way to go about it.
Yeah.
This comes out of trying to top everybody else. It was real cute.
Yeah, everybody. I mean,
real cute, but inappropriate. That's all there is to it.
How many schedule releases did you watch?
None, because that's my point. They've all gotten corny and kooky. We did the Titans one 2 years in a row where their fans don't know who the mascots are.
Yeah.
They did that a second year because I didn't even see theirs yesterday or what they did. The last two, real quick. They came back because the first one was such a success.
Yeah.
My point is now we're all trying to top. The social media department's trying to win awards. Oh, let me be creative and original here. We're not going to use AI. And they come up with this. You went too far here.
Yeah.
That's the point.
What did you see what the Bills did?
No, I didn't see any of them.
Right. So the Bills said, it was great. And I'm glad you brought up AI. So the video goes, it's like the GM. He goes, hey, Josh. Josh, throwing the football. So Josh, what do you think we should do for our schedule release? Josh, just do what everybody else is doing. Just use AI. And the GM's like, all right, yeah, that's actually a great idea. We're going to use AI. So then it cuts to a screen, and it's Allen Iverson.
Oh, that's pretty
sitting
cool.
In the chair.
Oh!
That's clever.
And it's AI. He's like, this is the Bills schedule presented by AI.
It's random as heck, but they're the first to AI. That was smart.
That's good.
And he just has a sheet of paper. And he holds it up to the camera.
Oh, they paid him well for
and
that.
And they go, hey, can you give us a Go Bills?
That's good.
Because there's literally no connection whatsoever other than the initials.
And he goes, go Josh Allen. Because, he's a Philly guy. So he won't do the Go Bills. But
I'm sure he got paid a pretty penny for that. Now, that was clever.
Now, you like that one.
Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah, see, you being like an Ebenezer Scrooge over here. All right?
Bro, again, we can have fun with it or not.
You're not having fun with it.
To characterize me as Ebenezer Scrooge saying there's professional and unprofessional is a mischaracterization.
It's
silly.
You don't like the schedule.
It's like wanting to have Sean Banks back for a reunion when we've seen this man's had some troubles.
I know that.
It's
that kind of,
but see, here's the thing for you on that. Here's the thing for you on that. That can look like it's Cal that wants him back, Canada, on that tweet. It doesn't have to go down in history as John Martin wanted him. But then we find out later on. We find out later on. Now he's probably not a guy we want back, based on what's going on.
Unless you believe in second chances
and the law and everything else. And so, we can.
Yeah. Well,
keep things in perspective, bro.
Look, headline at ESPN: creativity shines with the schedule release.
It did with the Bills one. It failed with the Colts one.
Now the Raiders one was I didn't like, didn't enjoy it. It was kind of corny. The Falcons did like a Mario Kart. Video game inspired.
Is that even still a thing? Trendy? I guess kids are still playing Mario Kart, but it doesn't feel as big as it was. And then you said you had the Titans.
Titans.
What did they do?
So this is a parody of a pharmaceutical commercial.
Oh, not knowing who and when your team is playing this season, life can lose its luster. For millions of fans suffering from football season withdrawal or FSW, even relationships can lose their spark. But now there's Schedule Resi.
Oh, Sky Resi take off.
Fix that cures FSW.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Football is everything.
Football is everything.
Schedule Resi.
With Schedule Resi, you can live your season to the fullest. 18 beautiful weeks marked, circled, counted down.
I was feeling down. Schedule Resi turned it all around.
That's kind of creative, right? Yeah, I would have, if you're a Titans fan, I would recommend a prescription of Lexapro instead of Schedule Rizzy.
It's pretty good. Yeah, take this medicine.
Because I think it had been two straight years they'd just done the man on the street, who's this mascot, and they were funny because the people in the street in Nashville rarely knew who it was that they were playing. But they moved off, and I like that. I don't know. John didn't seem amused, though. So I'm not sure it was as effective as it had
really,
me and you, but we're kind of cornballing.
I don't really get the medicine thing because it's like,
we see that commercial all the time.
I know we get the medicine. I know we get
to
all
me,
the.
To me, it's more trendy than Mario Kart.
No, I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
I like the AI one, I think, the best of the ones we've gotten.
That was clever.
Yeah.
Oh,
you had to be first to that.
The Jaguars one was good because they used that. Do you have to be very online for this? but the guy, Ashton Hall, who does, like, the daily routine
videos.
Oh,
yeah, the ice face guy.
Yeah, yeah, they used him for that. That was very
cool. I don't know what the ice face guy is.
Yeah,
what
see, again, you're
Instagram
not chronically online.
It's
yeah.
crazy, Jason. You got to look up this dude.
Ice face.
You're just not online.
He does this.
I'm online.
He does this insane body wellness routine,
yes.
and he's built like a damn brick you-know-what house.
Oh,
like,
is this the guy everybody's saying is on steroids? It's on Netflix
yeah.
right now.
He is on Netflix? I don't know about that.
Oh, maybe
the,
not.
The Instagram stuff.
He lives outside? He just lives
no,
off the
no, no. You're, oh, you're thinking about the white dude?
Yeah.
Yes, man.
What's Liver
his
King?
His name is Jack. That's it.
Liver King, yeah.
yeah.
Liver King.
This is a different cat, but it's good.
Okay.
But no, the other one that I liked was the Patriots used Portnoy.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty good.
That's good. It's become a thing. Like, it's kind of interesting.
It's a thing.
That's a thing.
And many departments have shown how creative they are.
Oh, Gruden, the Bucks use Gruden, like, unboxing. Like, you know, he does the unboxing thing. So he just took out all the opponents in that big-ass box.
Okay.
Like he did with Memphis football.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
See, I mean, you don't have to be
That was my Bears. Dude, I'm not so down only
cranky.
About the
Colts. You're incredibly cranky.
Really, nope.
Let me look at it here.
I'm not Mr. Banks.
You got to bring Sean Banks into this. No, it's it looks like just a normal.
What is that?
What?
I was asking my Bears.
I'm looking at it right now. It's like a skit.
We did the Bear, the show, the Bear, the last couple of years or last year, we did like a menu.
Yeah.
Which made some sense. That show's hot. Mm. I don't understand this one. And I didn't want to take the time to figure it out. That's why I rolled my eyes. I'm not looking at any more of these. I can't understand my own.
Ben Johnson is a centerpiece.
Everybody has a headset on. Why is that? Do you see that? Every player has the headset on too. Right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
When you have to think that much, it's not working.
Yeah.
This one doesn't look very good. So I feel like we failed.
It's like a skit and it's 4 minutes long and it's like them talking to coaches.
Yeah, that's enough.
They did not do a great job.
Should have just done something with the Pope.
The Pope would be huge. That was exploded last week when I was in Chicago. They had those Da Pope shirts. Everything was damn Pope
knockoff.
Like,
what are we doing?
Crap.
It's the timeliest thing. It's the most newsworthy thing right now. We should have connected it to the Chicagoan. That
you
is the Pope.
Nailed it. That was the idea.
These have really become like Super Bowl commercials,
yeah.
right? Like we come in on Monday and we talk about the ones we like. You liked the boobs, right? You liked the boob commercial. I mean that you did. You that was
it's
the
about
one.
Breast
guy.
Cancer.
That's the one you liked, though. Right. That's the one that stood out. But like now it's like we're the one that everybody seemed to love the most was the Chargers Minecraft one. The Chargers one.
Because there's a Minecraft movie out.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one they liked the most.
Yeah, Minecraft is huge, but I guess. I'm so out of the loop.
Your kids age out.
Yeah,
so
he's out
done,
of it.
You move out.
It's,
you move
that
out.
That one's 5 minutes long, that video, for the damn Chargers
see,
release.
That's too much.
Get that thing to 2 or under.
That isn't that the rule of social media? We all got short attention spans. We're not going to stay on something
too long.
Unless it's
you need to get that under
a story,
2 minutes.
One of John's story about tariffs or something. We got to be there.
But I like the AI one. Because that's like, that was funny. I was kind of unexpected.
Can't be done again.
That was a twist. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's good. And he's in it. It looks like they went and got him and they, you know.
What a very fascinating sort of behavioral, you know, study here. You know, you love the release of the schedule. You just don't love the pageantry.
I don't love the top and trying to top. Because to me, no, it's not Super Bowl commercial. It's stupid. Yeah, schedule releases. And making a 5-minute schedule release is stupid.
Yeah.
In the end, maybe you come up with something clever.
Right.
A couple of these have made us laugh. I've kept an eye on been totally Ebenezer here.
Not totally.
But yes, man, it's overdone, overcooked.
Well, you're
it certainly
right.
was in the Colts case.
What will happen is we're going to get to a point where they just go back to just like simple and plain.
What Josh used to tell you about Memphis Madness.
You can't
keep topping it.
It
gets old.
It.
There's not a point anymore. And now it's changing. You ain't recruiting out of that thing anymore. And there really wasn't a point.
Yeah.
What are we putting this on for?
No, you're right. So
the whole top this stuff, it led to at least the Colts making a bad decision. But I'm not going to, you know, they're enough of these are done creatively still. I liked the AI one for Buffalo.
Yeah.
That I'll continue to give it the go ahead for now.
Okay.
Next year, I may kill this.
Yeah.
Like get off my lawn type stuff.
All right. This is interesting. I know that euphoria and excitement and adrenaline is just at all time highs. Over there at Hallis Hall, Soldier Field.
That's true.
Where we can't, you know, again, I heard this all last year. It's best offense
we
that anybody's ever seen.
3-time defending offseason champs.
Yes. Last year I was told this is going to be the greatest show on turf.
Not on turf, on grass, sod.
But it was more like hot ass on grass relative to what it was supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's a new book coming out It's called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. It's written by Seth Wickersham. I don't know if he's still at ESPN. I know he used to be. But basically, the big sort of hot smoking gun about this book is that Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering signing with the UFL. Okay? That is how little this man wanted to be in Chicago. And the reason why he didn't want to go to Chicago, Jason, mm-hmm. is because Shane Waldron. That is why. He wondered aloud to confidants, do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Shane Waldron.
Well, he was awful.
And ultimately, I mean, it felt
he
like
he got
fired
in season. Before Eberflus.
When did he get fired?
I can't remember what week it was, but
it's
it was
crazy.
Beforehand.
The Raiders were going to hire that dude. I mean, what a joke.
He'd come from Seattle, and those numbers hadn't been overly impressive there.
They didn't. So the Bears, or excuse me, the Williams family did not like the stadium uncertainty. They did not like the offensive performances under Eberflus. They did not like your OC. And basically, Carl Williams, his dad, was telling any agents, I do not want my son playing for the Bears. Now, the good news is it's not that staff anymore.
No, it's Ben Johnson now.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson is essentially your OC.
Yes. And but they were ready to play for the Showboats, man. They're ready. They thought your Bears were so bad that they were going to play for the Showboats. And who's is Wisenhunt still our coach, or did he officially move on? Okay, he did move on. So he
personal
left.
Reasons he's out.
Okay, personal reasons he left.
Yeah, and then he came back, and then he left
and then
again.
He left again.
They got the other dude who was his coordinator, and they are bad.
Ugh. Well, he wanted to go with the Showboats over the Bears. Now again, that was with Waldron. I gotta believe that he is just if you interview his dad today, if you interview Caleb today, they probably can't say enough good things about the situation now. But it's amazing. He wanted to go to the Vikings.
I don't blame him. It's been a better run organization. The Bears, whether it's been the coach, the general manager, or the president over top of them, they've never had that all in line with the quarterback they're taking. What they end up doing is either firing the coach or firing the GM, moving on from him. Well, he's the one that drafted the quarterback, and now you got a new GM that wants a new quarterback. And so it's never been aligned.
Yeah.
And I go all up and down, you know, the years and how they've screwed it up, but it's been year after year. And so I don't blame his family at all for initially looking to see if there's a way. Frankly, it's due diligence. You know, no, we also had him talking about, you know, this was dad, right? Can we own the team?
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this, I chalk it up to due diligence in the sense that they're going to have the one pick, likely going to take me. What are my options? I mean, what are we talking about here? You know, John Elway controlled a draft.
Yep.
Didn't Eli do it too? Did Eli not get that done too?
Yeah, he did.
And so
he was right by the chart.
You were exploring or whatever else, and I cannot fault them whatsoever for doubting Shane Waldron, because I did too, and the man got fired first season. They were right to think he was suspect, because he was, as an OC pick. And so, no, man, I'm glad it's been hopefully smoothed over. You know, we'll see, man. I mean, the kid ended up having a good season. He was over 4,000 yards passing and rushing. I mean, that's a good rookie season. No Bear rookie quarterback had gone over 3,000. Only threw six picks. There's a lot. And he did that with an imbecile as the head coach. We saw incompetence from Eberflus. End of game situations. It wasn't just the Commanders. Green Bay. Detroit. There was a couple of games there at the end where it's, what in the world? What are you taking a timeout to the locker room for?
Mm-hmm.
And so now, hopefully, with a coach who's supposed to be a genius, Caleb, who was decent last year and really, really decent to good,
mm-hmm.
got a chance to really feel like, you know what, this worked out well for me. So I'm hoping that's the way it goes, obviously.
Yeah, he took a pre-draft visit, and it was on that visit where he said, listen, I don't want to nuke the city. I don't want to, like, do that. I don't want to take it to that level.
Yeah.
You know, I can do it for this team. I can do it for the Bears. And he mostly played well, right? I mean – you know,
but, I mean, look at him to question us, him and his father.
Right.
We had a coach who's a joke as the head coach.
Right.
We had a joke underneath him as the OC and Waldron. All that had to get shipped out of there. And I don't blame him at all for not wanting to come into a situation that, like, in your rookie season, right, come into a situation like that where there's a good chance those two guys will be out of there by the end of the year because they're not good at what they do.
Yep.
How do I, you know, to have them leading me, where am I, where's that going to lead me? And I mean, look at the, he still had a really, a pretty solid year for how bad the coaching was.
Yeah, absolutely. But a very fascinating anecdote there from Seth about, you know, we wondered like how excited he would be. Well, he was trying to not go.
I hope that Chicago doesn't take this personally, you know?
Yeah.
Read this, read the headlines. Caleb Williams didn't want to be a Bear and decide, oh, this is a bad guy, or this adds to the prima donna, you know, sort of vision and preconceived note I had of him beforehand, or at least what we thought, I thought he was coming out of USC. That, you know, I hope Bears fans don't look at it as that, because if they're true Bears fans, we've been a joke the way we've been run lately. Again, GM, coach, quarterback, never on same page. And so, no, Bears fans should not hold this against him. Hopefully they won't. Wickersham's going to have good stuff, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. So that book is coming out, I believe, in September. Yeah,
I don't doubt any word of it.
Yeah, so.
They did this.
Be on the lookout for that one. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. We're going to have Adam Chernoff at 125. We'll talk to him about the NFL schedule release, teams that are on the up, teams that are maybe trending down. We'll do all that a little bit later. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend. You're looking to buy or sell a home? Get with our friends at the Live Love team. They know how to help you make the most money for your home. Maximize the opportunity. That's the goal, right? The goal is to maximize the profit for your home. Some things are worth doing. Some things are not worth doing. Some things are saying, hey, let's let that stand. We're not going to fix that up. We can let them worry about it. No, we got to do this right now. It'll help. They know how to take you through all of that. But you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number. 901-625-5200. Jennifer Carstensen's wonderful at what she does, and she's done it through every market. Here's the deal. She's not just in this for herself, trying to grow her business, make a profit. Sure, that's all nice and fine and dandy, but she figured when she started this thing, if I can get people into good home ownership situations they can afford that are good for them, help them build their equity, well, that's a great way of improving the city, right? That's a good mission, not just a good business. So there's purpose in this. And that's why she's so great at what she does, and you'll find her as thorough as anyone And at the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, so we got one game today, so not a full Fade Brad segment. We will do that. And then Adam Chernoff is going to join us at about 1:25 or so, talking all things NFL. But the NBA Combine is going on, Jason.
Yes.
And, you know, it's interesting in that, you know, you have measurements, right? You have some guys who come in with, they get their wingspans measured, which everybody loves that. And, you know, I don't know if you saw Yaxel's anthro measurements, but he's a freak of nature.
And shot the ball well, apparently, in the shooting drills.
Yeah.
Which is very good for him.
Yeah.
His size.
Yes.
He's shooting up the board is what I'm reading about Yaxel.
Yeah. So he's 6'8 and a half, 235, 7'4 wingspan, 9.5 foot standing reach. Like 9 foot and a half inch standing reach, which is just, I mean, and he also had a huge hand. So definitely feels like he is going to have a chance to go first.
Yes.
He'll just have to figure out what he, like, because I know with Michigan, the offer is like $4 million. So he's just going to have to figure out, you know, what do I want to do? Do I want to try lottery, maybe not make it and go late first? He'll be a first-round guy, though, worst-case scenario. So
what would you advise him to do? What would Mike advise him to do?
I think you go. That's what I would. I mean, if like, are we really in a place where we're saying no to first rounds?
It's guaranteed money.
Yeah, like, and how much better is he going to improve? Like, how much more?
Well, you could make the case he could work into lottery, right? If based on,
yeah,
if he's having a good combine, apparently, at least. I haven't seen how he did in the 5-on-5, but
right,
the shooting drills, everything else, obviously the physical numbers freak you out. He's an athlete. That's what the NBA has determined about him. It's part of the reason why he's shooting up the board. You telling me a good year at Michigan he couldn't maybe go lottery instead of just first round? That would be what his family's going to ask and have to ponder. And
I think next year's draft is a little better.
See, that's the thing about this one.
Yeah.
Good in the first couple, and then there's a lot of dudes that are a lot alike.
Because, like, next year, right, you got DeBonsa.
Yeah.
You got the Boozers. You got the kid that's going to Tennessee, Nate Ament. You got Jaden Quaintance, Elijah Arenas. Acuff that's going to Arkansas, you know, you just kind of like Dame Saar, like, I think it's just a little more crowded next year with young guys.
I'd defer to you. I'll buy that.
So I would say
it doesn't seem like this is a great draft.
If you get a projection of lottery, even if you don't go in the lottery, I think you got to go because you'll get a multi-year contract, right?
Mm.
I would go, but I don't know. He says he's 50-50.
Mm.
He was 60-40 Michigan before the weekend.
Wow.
Now he's down to 50-50. So,
yeah, because he's done so well.
Boogie Fland is going back to college. He is coming back to school, and I think he is headed to Florida.
Yeah, just not going to Arkansas.
Yeah, that sounds like Florida. Carter Knox is going to go back to Arkansas, I believe.
Okay.
These are all Lyft clients. We're really doing a great job with the young guys.
Well, did Lyft ask Boogie to ask for $7 million?
I don't think they. I don't know where that number.
Surely
came
he
from.
Didn't. Yeah, like, nobody at Lyft said go ask for $7 million.
No,
nobody's paying $7 million.
No, the number I heard was $4 million for him.
Okay.
Which is still a lot. But like, I was getting into an argument with somebody about who, you know, agents are inclined to lie, but my whole thing was schools are inclined to lie too.
Also.
Because schools would rather deflate the number. So as to not put themselves.
Yeah, I'll get that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want somebody knowing that I paid a guy $4 million because I don't want to have to keep paying $4 million. You see what I'm saying? If I tell a media guy that I paid $2.5 million for this kid when I actually paid $4 million, it's better for me. Because then they'll know, like, I'm only paying, quote unquote, I'm only paying $2.5 million, so you can't come to me asking for $4 million. Like, I think each part, like, the agents are incentivized to inflate it.
Sure.
And the schools are incentivized to deflate it, you know. So that's why you don't know what's what. No, nobody knows what the truth is.
Right.
I don't think anybody's any more incentivized to tell the truth than the other. Like, I don't just take school's word at their value. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, what's Toppin's real number? Because we've seen it.
Between 3 and 4. I mean, somewhere in there.
Cool.
You know, I mean, I think that's safe to assume. Because he didn't even go through the draft.
Right.
You know, some of these guys have, like, clauses in there. Where it's like skip the draft, process entirely, and we'll give you more money for that.
Would Yoxel Boogie getting four be top of market, or somebody come in above that? Those two would be there.
Well, other than DeBonta, who's getting DeBonta's,
he's almost he's an outlier.
Yeah, but mostly $4 million would be the And again, you'll have national college basketball people who say they don't believe that number.
Last year, though, it was two.
The Coleman Hawkins.
This year,
so it's basically
close to four,
1.5x or doubled. Yeah. So,
are we going to do that again next year?
I mean, did you see what Charles Barkley said?
No.
Charles Barkley said, "I've given more money, both legally and illegally, to Auburn than anybody, and I think what is happening right now is absolutely outrageous."
Because why would it not go up again? Maybe it doesn't double this time from 4 to 8, but it's going to go up again next year. No.
Here's the quote. He said, "There's not a single person in the world who's given more money to Auburn, legal or illegal, than me. But the notion that I'm going to come up with a couple million dollars every year so that we can be good at basketball and football, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard."
Well, that's what I told you. Well, you've said this about having to go back to them every year.
Yes. And that's Auburn. That's Chuck.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
Rich folks don't want, you know, even if they like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're coming back every year to me.
Yes.
To go get another one.
Now, there are going to be some years where I'm more excited about that than others, right? But, I mean, imagine coming to me after I give you a million and a half and you underachieve. Now I got to do it again? Man, get out of my face, bro.
Exactly.
Get out of my
face. That money person is going to say, maybe I'll give it to a different coach, but I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah. P.J. Haggerty. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Mark Giannotto lives in Chicago.
Yeah, he's covering the combine, is he not?
That's where the combine is.
Of course.
And
where it always is, John.
Sounds like he got a chance to catch up with P.J. Haggerty. And P.J. Haggerty, who, of course, is not in the... on the boards right now. He did say he's all in on the draft, but of course he is. I mean, he's all in on trying to be drafted. But he did according to Mark Giannotto, respond to the idea that his most likely landing spot is NC State. He said, "You can't believe the media. I mean, I haven't really talked to any schools. I've just been trying to focus on the combine and workouts, just letting the media do what they do." He added that a return to Memphis is still very much in play. Got a text from Penny on May 14th, which read, "Good game, Killa. Yeah, we've talked. He's just encouraging me to change my to chase my dreams. If I have to come back, then he'll take me with open arms," things like that. "But he's just 100% wanting me to chase my dreams and do what's best for me. If that's the best fit for me, that's the best fit for me." I don't know how you feel about
that. I don't know what to do with that, John.
I don't either. I mean.
I don't want to, like, start hoping.
Again. I agree. I mean,
just to be let down when we know. NC State's offer still on the table, right?
Yeah.
Is yours the most? $3 million guaranteed or
no?
It's not.
No. But it may make the most sense. It may be the best.
How does it still make sense with all these guards?
Well, only because
you've
done it already with this exact format. You've done it with Tyrese, so now you just change Tyrese for Doug. But I guess the difference, and that's a fair call out, that Tyrese was less a scoring guard than Doug. So this would be, it'd be a little clumsier, I think, than Tyrese.
Is he going to have, I'm talking on the PJ side.
Yeah.
Based on what Penny has brought in, can I go in and have another All-American season?
I mean, I'm
not getting 70% on the ball like I want. There's no way that's happening.
That is true.
And I have to become a point guard, don't I? I know I played well in that scrimmage yesterday.
I'm six foot two.
It's
not negotiable. I don't care how well you shoot.
I'm not a shooting guard in the league.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to play on ball.
I don't care how well you shoot it.
So I'm just saying, if for PJ at this point, is Memphis still a fit? I would have to see what Will Wade's done at NC State with his backcourt.
No, I agree. I
want both parties move on.
I've kind of mentally moved
on. I put it to bed in my mind. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I think might be best thing for Memphis now, too. And I've told myself things were fine after David Jones. We were once thought that he was the key to having another successful season.
Exactly.
His return. You can do this without P.J. Haggerty.
Yep.
I'd like to have Dane doing it. Not feeling great about that. But
yeah.
Nah, man, I just think you're too far down. Clearly, Penny, though, willing, because you're texting him.
Yes.
Still.
Well, and I think he does care about the kid.
Well, he always. Yeah, he does. He does.
He's gonna always keep tabs.
But that can be twofold.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. Nothing's over until it's over with Penny. We know that.
I'm sure there are plenty of Tigers fans rolling their eyes right now, listening to both of us saying, "But what are y'all talking about? I'll take PJ Haggerty back in a minute."
But I
maybe that's the right thing. I'm not sure now.
I kind of think like there needs to be like some commitment from PJ, like this whole game that he's playing with Memphis. Like if you're like it needs to be one of the, it needs to be a situation like this where you say, I'm either going and I'm staying in the draft or I'm coming back to Memphis.
Yep, because you made us wait too long.
Yes.
When you jumped in the portal.
Right. So still playing this game of, you know, if it's the best fit for me, it's the best. Like
We could have gone after other guys earlier.
We had your money set aside.
We waited because that's what we think of you, PJ.
Yep.
And has he reciprocated that in any way?
Yeah.
No.
Because, I think at this point, bro.
If you got demands about being on point next year.
Yeah.
And, oh, you're going to get unhappy when I got, right now it's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.